XW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the CDC is easing mask wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, allowing them to stop wearing masks outdoors in crowds and in most indoor settings. The new guidance is a major step toward returning to pre-pandemic life. It calls for wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters, but it will help clear the way for reopening workplaces and schools. Now, for now, the mask mandate remains in New Jersey. Whether it will be lifted in New Jersey is still a big question. There has been no signal from the Murphy administration if they will adopt the CDC recommendations that essentially do away with mask wearing for those fully vaccinated. Those recommendations are under review. To help fill positions in hard-to-hire subjects, retired teachers might be allowed to return to work for 2 years and collect both their salary and pension. Francine Pfeffer of the New Jersey Education Association says while improved recruiting is needed for teachers such as minority men, she's not certain there's actually a wider hiring problem.
We're not sure if there is actually a shortage for next year. We don't really have hard data. And in the absence of hard data, we can't really say for sure that there is a shortage.
Senator Teresa Ruiz says the bill might be changed to require districts to demonstrate no permanent candidates who would be on the faculty long term were available to be hired. The legal guardian of a 9-year-old girl has been charged with assaulting her repeatedly with a metal spatula that left her in the hospital for a week. 56-year-old Stephanie Gregory of Galloway has been charged with not feeding the girl properly and using the spatula to open up wounds and welts on her body, according to Atlantic County Prosecutor Damon Tyner. When the child was removed from the home, she was extremely emaciated and could barely walk. A 22-year-old ice cream truck driver from Toms River fell 20 feet down an embankment off Henry Hudson Drive in Fort Lee Thursday. Police tell NorthJersey.com the driver lost control of the Lexilicious ice cream truck and wound up on its side after it went through a group of trees. He is now hospitalized with head and neck pain. Has your career stalled during the pandemic? 38% of workers say they feel stuck in their career since the pandemic began, according to a new Robert Half survey. But why? Regional Central Jersey Vice President Dora Onishek says.
One, of course, is the salary growth, career advancement, ability to kind of grow their professional network, as well as skills development.
The survey also finds 66% of Gen Z professionals aged 18 to 24 feel stuck in their careers. 59% of managers reveal they put off promoting top performers due to COVID-19. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. The nice weather continues, but not for the entire weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is your vaccination information station. Our news team sorts out fact from fiction and keeps you up to date with the latest vaccine information for the Garden State. Thanks to our sponsor, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey, here when you need us most, now and always. Stay informed. Online, visit nj1015.com. On your radio and smart speaker, stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5. We are your vaccination information station.
11:05 now, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
It's the missing manhole cover caper in Belmar on 295 on the northbound side. The two right lanes are closed at exit 27. And we also have construction work on the Garden State Parkway way down there on the south end, blocking the right lane from exit 36 all the way down to exit 30. Also watch for construction work on the northbound side around 116. We have delays in Old Bridge on Route 9 on the northbound side from the area of Schulmeister Road up to Perrine Road, and then more delays farther north on Route 9 approaching the Route 35 split. No incidents have been reported on 195 from 295 out to the Garden State Parkway, and no incidents are reported on the Delaware or Hudson River crossings outside of the normal construction or maintenance work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 11:18. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 240 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 11:06.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alpalamia.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Erin Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Mathau.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lapp.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source on the air, on our app, and on nj1015.com.
Time 11:09, now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Copy and paste, lather, rinse, repeat. This will be another beautiful spring day across New Jersey. We've seen sunshine and blue skies so far this morning. You'll find some puffy, friendly clouds around this afternoon. Look for inland high temperatures 70 to 75 degrees. Coastal communities will top out in the 60s today. Mainly clear and seasonably cool tonight, lows around 50. And tomorrow will be partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs pop into the mid-70s with the slightest chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Sunday turns mostly cloudy and high scale back to around the 70-degree mark. We'll be watching for a few hit-or-miss rain showers Sunday afternoon. That'll lead to some drizzle and clouds around Monday. It will be a little bit cooler with highs in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Mount Holly, 70 degrees. North Bergen, 70. Long Branch, 67. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey